The Four Keys to Ascension, Your Release from Duality. Key number one, teach yourself how to recognize yourself, your soul, your Atman, and orient yourself directly to it. Forest Path, the Bird's Eye View. Your soul, it has a higher vantage than you have. So imagine that you are looking down, like a bird, an eagle soaring, looking down upon the territory you are in. This will instantly, in a nanosecond, lift you up into higher realms. The ladder of consciousness, once called Jacob's ladder, this will lift you closer to the seat of God. Do not be shy here, for you once sat here, for it is time now for you to sit here once again. Imagine you are flying in a biplane, close to treetops, looking down. What do you notice, my dear? What do you perceive therein? It is so much easier to map out a route, a path from looking down. A route, a path from looking down. Spiral. Remember the spiral? Map it again with your own hands. Draw this kinesthetic model directly now before your own face. Let it thus be your most sacred mirror. Let it be your shining grace. Let it now be the light which leads you home. See it clearly, remember it, etch it in. Carry it with you at all times, dear. Carry it with you all over the place. Seed it, nourish yourself with it, spread it around you fluidly. This is your gift. This is your gift. Four levels. In every moment, you are operating in one or several of four levels. When you are divided, that is the current state that virtually all of humans are in, you are distracted either one or a coupling of these levels. Only as you integrate them simultaneously in your awareness can you experience deep abiding grace. Can you experience peace within? These levels, they are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. They exist in an ascending sequence of vibration. Here is the key. When you are experiencing discord of any kind, my friend, pay attention. Pay attention to this. On which of these four ascending levels is the distress occurring? Then apply dear Einstein's wisdom. We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them. What this means is this: rise above the level where the problem it is happening. For the solution, it cannot be found where the problem is. You must ascend up Jacob's ladder in your awareness to at least one level higher in your vantage. And from this new, more integrated state, a solution will appear. A solution will appear, my friend. Yes, a solution will appear. To be more specific, recognize this. If your dis-ease, that is your discomfort, it is in your physical self, then lift your awareness up. Up to the emotional level. Notice what you are feeling now in your heart or in your belly space. Attend to this with loving care, dear one. For the messenger that did draw you near, that is the pain, the discomfort, or the fear, it will simply fade away. Yes, the messenger, it will fade away. For the problem, it is not where it appears, my friend. Dis-ease, it is always this: your failure to notice what does need your care. Your failure to notice what does call for your care. And so when you do give it this loving kind care, this most sacred of nurturance, the pain, it goes away. Yes, the pain, it vanishes, my friend. The pain, it is not. For all is well in the presence of love. All is well in the presence of love. If the problem, it does appear to exist in the way you feel, then rise up to your treetop vantage, that of understanding, your pineal vantage of understanding. Put on your compassion cap, look down and see the mystery, reveal the obscurity. Now, what does appear? As you understand these simple things, you temper, your temper, it will release, not in a destructive way, no, with love and care. For understanding is compassion. Both one is one and one is one. From this high, bright eagle perch, you can untangle the knots. Yes, you can untangle the knots. Reaction, it does fade away. Peace and love, they come to stay, for you are no longer pushing against your own sacred heart. When you give up your resistance, energy, it can truly flow, and this is, after all, what well-being is. If your disease, it is mental, worry, confusion, doubt, or dull, then lift yourself up higher still, right to heaven's gate. From here, look now, your vantage down. Notice what is in your crown. The mother's love is always here when you do climb up, my dear. For you must always these four steps ascend to untangle misery, to set your entire being free. You must climb up to love. This is Mother's nature's way. She shows you how, if you look every day, she demonstrates so pure, so true, how to attain love. There are rhythms and cycles, dear. Remember, you too are of them. This you cannot e'er escape. It serves you, dear. Yes, it serves you, dear. So whenever you cry out loud, let this be your reminder to climb up to the treetops where there is peace. Where there is peace. Where there is peace. Where there is peace. Accelerating change. The acceleration of change is a good thing. It is ego's resistance to it that causes pain. This brings us now to this mention. What is ego's greatest fear? It was born for to orient, to deliver you to your true mark, by guiding you both safe and sound in this your life now. The challenge it encountered swift, immediate upon its own birth, is this. It doesn't see the whole big pick, so how can it show you around? This was a designer's glitch. So sorry you have endured it. It has been the cause of much suffering for millennia. Ego, it makes this mistake. It holds you tight to what it does know, for in this it believes this. It compounds its stakes. It holds tight to this, it binds. It believes that to best serve you, it is most wise to turn around and head forever back into the past where it is familiar. And so every time something does change, when spirit calls you out again to play with it, to begin the reign of eternity, it is your ego that does hold you back. Chastise it not, it does not attack, except when you criticize it, then it digs deeper in. So love it. Lift it to the light. Love your ego both day and night. Take its wee hand in your larger one and lead it on. Whenever you are noticing that something's changing in your world, invite your ego to explore it, to discover it with you. This is how you take off your brakes. This is how you escalate from a wee human suffering to being the light. To being the light. To being the light. To being the light. Continuum of familiarity. There is a continuum of familiarity. Recognize this now, this is a key. Each and every time you encounter anything new, your ego, it will hold you back until you do take it by the hand. Guide it now each and every time over this great rainbow arc. It will leave its familiar shore, what it refers to often as comfort. This rarely is truly comfort. It is familiarity. Take your ego by the hand, guide it as it discovers new land. And it does, as it does this, it will shout in glee, "Come, you've got to see this with me." For as it becomes more familiar, it sheds its fear. It becomes more light. It relates now so easily to what is new. This is the same great rainbow arc that you have glided over many times. Now you are conscious of this great gift, this bridge. It is a powerful tool. Use it now, most diligently. No need at all for sparingly. Like salt within the great big sea, sprinkle it everywhere. Every time you encounter something new, remember this great rainbow arc. Take your wee ego by the hand and guide it there. And guide it there. And guide it there. And guide it there.